House Majority Leader Jim Dunnigan's HB 437 would provide coverage to 16,000 Utahns who are chronically homeless, have mental health problems, or who have recently been released from prison. The measure was supported by most Republicans in the House, but didn't get a single vote from Democrats, who said the bill was leaving too many people behind. During debate on the House floor on Friday, Dunnigan said that in addition to providing a hand up to some of Utah's poor, the measure was the fiscally responsible option.
The next item is it respects the taxpayer, and it does that by saying we will provide coverage to as many people as we can within our budgetary appropriations. So very clearly in the bill, in addition to the populations that we define of being eligible, it is subject to our appropriations. So this body and the Senate will determine the amount of money that's going to fund this, and the slots will be available for people according to the funding.
But during floor debate, several Democrats voiced their opposition to the measure, saying that full Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act would cover tens of thousands of more people while leveraging federal funding. Salt Lake Representative Rebecca Chavez-Hoke said that there were better options available and that Dunnigan's bill was therefore difficult to support.
I know that we as legislators often have to avoid having the perfect be the enemy of the good. But I do resent being pressed into a Sophie's choice, having to choose which of two children should be left behind. That, colleagues, is a political choice.
Dunnigan's proposal, which would cost the state roughly $30 million, doesn't take any of the tens of millions of dollars available as a federal match through the Affordable Care Act, and instead expands upon the traditional Medicaid program. The proposal would also require a waiver from the federal government to be implemented. HB 437 now heads to the Senate. Meanwhile, a measure by Senate Minority Leader Gene Davis that calls for Utah to accept full Medicaid expansion is also awaiting debate on the Senate floor. I'm Roger McDonough with KCPW News.